to the Dashboard Effect podcast. I'm Rick Thompson.
And I'm Caleb Oakes.
Caleb, we're going to continue our discussion from the last episode around getting ready for AI, generative AI analytics. And last time we talked about consolidation of data and creating a semantic model or semantic layer for providing access, first of all, pulling data together and then providing access to that data that humans and various tools, including AI, can understand. Mm-hmm. But there's more to it than that.
Right. Yeah, we kind of talked about the data side, kind of the hardware side, if you will. Now we're going to talk more about like the softer side of things and more of the people element, because people are always going to be a part of this, right? And they're going to be the ones using it. So we got to get them ready for it too, right?
That's right. And just from an organizational standpoint, if you've got good consolidated, clean data with a nice semantic model, but your organizational culture is not data-driven, it may be a wasted effort.
Yeah.
And so how do you get to being data-driven? I mean, it's not that simple.
Right.
We see some companies that are there, but there's various levels of maturity. And very often people are not sort of they're not at the point where they can actually say they're data-driven. And I think we saw a CIO survey recently that had a pretty low percentage that thought their organization was data-driven.
Yeah.
So to start with, I think what you have to do is actually assess where you are. You know, where are we in terms of being data-driven? And there's various tools you can use for that. But most people running a company or senior executives in a company will know, are their decisions driven by data? Are the people coming to them with recommendations, backing up their recommendations with data? Or is it mostly seat of the pants, anecdotal, one-off experience that led to this decision? And once you have that idea, if you need to improve, which most companies will, you need to start engaging with your people to help them get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Enable them with the tools, the knowledge, all that stuff, to be able to feel comfortable bringing data, when they're making a decision, right? Or bringing a recommendation.
Right. You know? So as you said, tools and knowledge. So some education around, how do you talk about data? So just some data literacy. Mm-hmm. There's a famous book I remember from an econ class back in college, How to Lie with Data or How to Lie with Graphs. Anyway, you can make mistakes even if you have good data, if you're not approaching it right. Yeah. And then giving them the tools like a Power BI or teaching them how to use Power Pivot in Excel or Tableau or whatever your tools are, and making sure that they are comfortable using those to produce information that's going to help them make better decisions and make better recommendations.
Right.
So there's that whole equipping piece.
Yeah.
And then as a senior leadership team, you have to start modeling and demanding that the company be data driven. So when a manager comes to a meeting and says, I have this recommendation, and it's based on the fact that I talked to this one customer and they said that such and such, you need to be able to start engaging and saying, okay, so help me see the data that supports that, not just the anecdote, but what's the data behind that, and really driving and fostering that data-driven mentality. Easier to say than do, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, it's easy to just rely on intuition. I also think that, just simple things, like if you're not bringing data or like a dashboard or report to a meeting already, it's not part of your regularly scheduled meeting agendas, make it one, and then everything you said, you're just starting somewhere. Put some reports up on TVs around the office or on your company intranet, like stuff like that.
Right.
Get people used to seeing it and used to looking at it, used to really relying on it. And then, it'll start becoming natural and people will actually feel weird not having it if they're making a decision. Right.
Right. That's good. Yeah, I like all those. And then along with that softer component, you still have to take that consolidated and modeled data and start figuring out, all right, what do we care about in here? Mm-hmm. And figuring out what are the business goals? What are the most important business goals? And what are the KPIs and sets of data that support those? And then start developing that. And that's harder than it seems too.
Yeah. I mean, you have to define what those, like you can go sit down and prioritize. That's a challenge in its own. Once you have the things prioritized and you're talking about how do these things come together, then you're into business logic definition. And that's, you know, always kind of a abrupt experience for some people because they've just kind of gone through the last few years thinking that everybody was thinking about things the same. And then you start uncovering like, oh yeah, no, people do not think about something as simple as revenue the same way across our company. So we have to align on that, exactly what that means. So that's a big step and it's a super important one.
Yeah. And we've seen that over and over. Mm-hmm. We'll end up in a meeting with the finance department and the sales department, and they think of revenue completely differently.
Right.
And so, you know, finance will say, okay, we got this great report we just built, and here's the numbers, and sales will say it's wrong, or vice versa.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And so you have to sort that out because you're going to want your systems to be speaking a single version of the truth. Mm-hmm. Or people won't trust the data.
Right.
And so you can have two different definitions of revenue. That's totally fine if that supports the business and getting towards the strategic objectives. But you need to call them something different.
Right. Right. Yeah. Call them something different. That'll do it. Like then people understand sales revenue is different than financial revenue or whatever, you know. So yeah, it's really important.
Yeah. Yeah. So once you've defined those, you have to start building the measures and KPIs around that, and then pressure testing. Mm-hmm. So you're going to put them in the hands of trusted users and get feedback and find where the holes are, find where there's edge cases that actually deliver something that you didn't expect and get those corrected. And that's sort of an ongoing process. As the business changes, those rules will change.
Yep.
If you change your ERP system, I guarantee you're going to go through new gyrations on this. If you're integrating a new system, let's say you buy another company, you're integrating their stuff, you need to understand how do they define it compared to how do we define it? How do we make those match up so that we're not adding apples and oranges and thinking we're adding apples and apples? There's a lot of stuff there. So even though we will hopefully soonish have generative AI that you can ask a natural language query to get an answer, you've got to have all this stuff sorted out.
Yeah, I kind of think of this defining the metrics and the logic behind them is almost like your start to a internal generative AI prompt engineer guide.
Right? Yeah. Right.
So if you need to see this, you would consult that list and then you would know what to ask to get the what you're expecting, right? You need to know that. You need to know what you're after so the thing can go get it.
I think that's right. Yeah, I'm sure that as we're implementing these generative AI systems, there will be ways to generalize and have synonyms and so on. But there's going to have to be training around that too. Right. And so just defining those KPIs and measures to start with is going to be critical.
Right, right, exactly.
And that's all stuff you can do now that's valuable right now.
Yeah, valuable right now, and it sets you up for the future. Right. Exactly. It's like well said.
There's no reason to wait until GPT-5 is actually doing some of the stuff we want, or Microsoft Copilot, or whatever system comes out that we say, ooh, this is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Generative analytics. Haven't quite seen that yet. It's getting there. It's a little bit bleeding edge still, but it's going to hit there. It's get there. And if you've got a lot of this, you got the plumbing that we talked about in the last episode, you got these softer things now, then you're ready. You can take advantage of it. Yeah. And you're getting value all along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Exactly. Just doing an infomercial here. Do it now.
Yeah.
It will pay off.
It is.
All right. I think that's all I had. Anything else from you?
All good.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.